Hope everyone had a nice Pesach. I apologize for not being able to send out recordings during that time, but let's get back into it. We're on Daf Chalch, Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara from Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph has been discussing the status of animals that are purchased from non-Jews. Is there an issue, perhaps, of sodomy, of bestiality? According to the Mishnah, there is. According to the Braisa, we say that it's not an issue, and perhaps it's because they wouldn't do this to their own animals. They'd only do it to someone else's animals, which you don't leave your animal in the stable of a non-Jew for this reason. And then we get into the discussion about the paraduma. The paraduma is sort of one step more of an issue, that even if it's not an issue of sodomy, because maybe the guy knows that the animal has out of value, so he won't violate it. But there's also an issue of all, that the animal can't be worked either. And so the Gemara has this whole discussion back and forth about this. The bottom line is that it sounds that, like according to Rabbi Elazar, that we are choshesh for Raviyah, and according to the Rabbanan, we're not choshesh for Raviyah. But then the Gemara in Chaf Gimel and Beis tells us that this is only in a case where we're not sure. Meaning, do we have to suspect that there was Raviyah with the Paraduma? But if you know as a fact that there's definitely Raviyah, so then the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar agree that's puzzle, that it's puzzle to be used as a Paraduma. And the Gemara says, Shma mina de par kache mizbeachi, di kache bedek abayis, mi mipasla baravia. Any animal, not just the paraduma, that has that there was an issue of ravia involved, is possible from being used for a carbon lamezbeach. And this animal, the paraduma, where there was ravia, so just like any other animal, it has the status of kache mizbeach, meaning even though it can't actually be used on the mizbeach because of the ravia issue, it still has the sanctity, the kedusha, of kache mizbeach. And not kache bedek abayis, which does not have an issue that it would be disqualified from an issue of sodomy. So the top tosos here, Divra Maslo Shema Mina, says as following: Temala Arivam, Minole de kache mizbechi, Utaima Mishim Revia. Why are we definitely saying that, right, this is based on the Rivam who has a difficulty, that we're going to say that it's kache mizbech and the issue is Revia? Dilma Olam Have kache bedek abayis. Maybe say that this violated paraduma, since it can't be offered as a karban, so it goes down to the status of kache bedek abayis. Utaim mishum ol, d'tanan, ala ala zachar psula. Say that it's an issue of ol, of being worked, and you can say, based off of Mishnah and Para, that that in fact relations is considered a sort of ol as well, that it's also a burden or a yoke on the animal. So Tosfos answers, "Veishloma deRevias Adam Shibekuma Zekufa Lo Shayach BaOl Kidmo Behema." So you can't say that this case of the sodomy is a potential issue of ol, because the ol is only an issue by the way that bia occurs between two animals. But the way that sodomy would occur between a man and an animal, that would not have an issue of ol. Oh, Nidtani Allah V'Chein Hayar Rabbi Elazar Posel B'Chol Karbanos Ama Lav Time Mishum Ol. And additionally, you see from the fact that the Mishnah states that Rabbi Elazar holds that all animals of non-Jews can't be used for kavanos, not just the paraduma, so then it can't be for the reason of ol, which is only specific to paraduma. It has to be the reason of revia, which is for all animals, to disqualify them as karbanos. The next tosos, Divrei Maschil Ella, which we're not going to do now, goes into a whole lengthy discussion about why the paraduma might be kache mizbeach, why it might be kache bedek abayis, if you want to see that. We'll jump now to the bottom tosos, Divrei Maschil. Bikshu Mimeno Aven Leifod. We have the famous story of Dove and Nesina. Dove and Nesina, we know, sets the bar for us, so to speak, about the importance of Kivud of Aim. And Tosos will give us somewhat of a historical context as to when the story took place and why that matters. So says Tosos, Divrei Maschil Bikshu, Hai Dama ben Nesina al Karchenu B'vay Sheini Haya. We have to say that the story of Dove and Nesina took place during the times of the second Beis Hamikdash. Why? The Kamar Lashon Acheres No De Lo Paraduma BeEdro De Hakam Elan The Yemei Beis Rishon Lo Nisrafa Shum Para He Nistafku BeOsa Sha'asa Moshe Kol Yemei Beis Rishon But Ezra Sha'asa Hashniya. Because since we're talking about, we know that in the story, the next year Dama and Nesina is rewarded with a paraduma, and we know that no paraduma had to be burned during the times of the first Beis Hamikdash, because they had the ashes from the original paraduma that Moshe Rabbeinu provided for us. And this was until the times of Ezra, who then proceeded to perform the ritual of the second paraduma in history. The kevan dahaya eifod b'bayish b'bayisheni imkin shamir nami hayabo. And if we're talking about the ephod here being by Sheni, so there must have been a Shamir worm as well. Shamir worm is the special strong worm that was able to cut through stone. We first learn about the Shamir worm by Melech Shlomo and Melechim when he builds the Beis HaMikdash. So the Hachim Mashma Parak Misha Achzu, the ephod tzarech Shamir, the Kamar Hasam Ika Shamir, the Isi Moshe Lavne ephod. And we know that the Shamir had to have still existed because based on the Gemara and Gittin, it tells us that the ephod, the Shoham stones, the stones used for the ephod, could only be cut using the Shamir worm. And we know that the Shamir that Moshe used also, he had to use it. Vafilu Rav Nechemi, the Amar lo ba'i Shamir lav nehem migdash, v'perek ekla rufa. And this is even true according to Rav Nechemia, who says in Sota that the Shamir worm was not needed for the stones used for the Mikdash itself and for the Mizbeach. Alahaya mitakin mi b'chut, machnis mi b'fnim, mikol makom, b'avnei ephod, modi d'ba'i Shamir. So maybe for the rest of the Beis HaMikdash, the stones were cut normally using metal tools outside the Beis HaMikdash, and then they brought it into the Mikdash afterwards. But that's not true by the Shamir for the, I'm sorry, that's not true by the ephod. For the ephod, for the stones, that definitely involved the Shamir. Why? Dechsiv, mishim dechsiv, bim lo sam, kosev alehem bidiyo, umar alehem shamir, vehenif kaos me'elen, ke te'ina zu, shenif kaas bechama, vena chasraklum. So we see from the word milosam that the stones had to be carved out in their fullness. You couldn't cut away any. So how is that possible? Usually if you cut something, so something's going to be missing, it's going to be lacking. So they would write out the names of the shvatim using ink, and then the shamir worm would somehow see the ink, and it would travel along its path, and it would obviously engrave it. However, it did it in a way where just like you take a te'ina and put it in the sun, and it doesn't lose any of its properties, so too, the Shamir worm was able to do just that. V'ein lahakshos mahai de perak basar de sota de nam b'shem meso nevim harishonim batlu urim tumim mishachar b'es amigdash bata ha-shamir de mashma mishachar b'es amigdash ha-nabayis rishon. And don't ask that it sounds like when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed that the Shamir stopped as well. Midiktani basre pulmus aspaid payona shel teus shaya kodem korban bayisheni ama lo hava shamir bayisheni. Now this Gemara is talking about Titus, and so it sounds like the Shamir worm didn't exist anymore during the second Beis HaMikdash. So how can you say that the Shamir worm is still around? So ha leisa devadai ho b'shachar Beis HaMikdash batel hashamir Beis Sheni Mairi. So Tosafot says that's incorrect. This Mishnah has to be talking about the second Beis HaMikdash, that when the Shamir worm was destroyed, that's talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. How do you know this? Because it says, Dibi Bais Rishon Le'irvinu, V'lisnenu Misharachar Beis HaMikdash Batlu Ur Metumim V'Shamir. Because if it's true that it's talking about the first Beis HaMikdash, so then it would say together, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Ur Metumim and the Shamir both stopped. The Habagamar Rebarisa Ur Metumim Mishachar Beis Rishon, Tani Lev Ur Metumim Lo Hayu Bebayis Sheni, Shehem Echamisha Devarim Shechasar Bayis Sheni. Because we know for sure that the Ur Metumim didn't exist during the second Beis HaMikdash. There was five things, and this is one of the five things that was missing in the second Beis HaMikdash. But from the fact that the phrase about the Ur Metumim and the Shamir are separately, so you know that the Ur Metumim is by the first Beis HaMikdash, but the Shamir only stopped after the second Beis HaMikdash. Tosos now asks, Yesh Tema Keva and Dahava Shamir Bai Sheni. So if you're going to tell me, though, that the Shamir existed during Bai Sheni, this poses a problem. Im Kain Lakaman Perak Rabbi Shmuel, later on in our Gemara, Gabe Avne Mizbeach She Shuksu Melch Yavon, that the Greeks defiled these stones. The Parach Hechi Navid, right? The Jews didn't know what to do. Nisravinu avanim shlemos, right? So should we break them? So Amar Rachmana, right? The Torah says nishachnu perish bevarzel shelo yosham pegima lo sanif alehem barzel. Amar Rachmana umay kusha levnu al yidei shamir. Right? So they didn't know what to do with these stones that were defiled. Should we break them? But we can't break them because they have to remain whole. Should we cut them up with metal? But we can't do that either. So why didn't they just use the shamir worm? So Tosos answers, "V'yesh lomar da'idei shamir eno nasa chelak ki im mifkaat k'te'ena shelo te chasra klum, avo eno sa'osam shlemos shelo tachkor behen tziporen." So the issue is that the shamir worm would not have helped here with the stones for the mizbeach because apparently the shamir worm didn't do it exactly evenly. It's true that it was able to split the stone in a way where it didn't eliminate any of it, that it left it whole. But however, there would still be some type of sharp edges that you could that you can cut your nail on. And to cut oneself on the Mizbeach would tell you that it would be invalid to use as a Mizbeach, as we see in Chulin.